Hello, my friends. I am John.
And I am Tima.
Or JMG.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call it. And this is Voice Coaches Radio, and it is episode 702. 702.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
Hey, today's topic is going to be, what kind of demo should you do?
Good.
And this is assuming, by the way, whenever I talk about this, this is assuming you've done everything in the right order. And the right order is education, demo, work.
Yes. Okay?
So I'm assuming that you've had some voiceover coaching, you've worked with a voice coach extensively or as extensively as you've had to. And now you're at the point where you're going to have a demo produced. What kind of demo should you do?
Yes.
So, first off, my opinion is you should do either one or two general demos, right?
Okay.
A general demo being a commercial demo or a narrative demo. They should not be combined.
Yeah, no, no,
they won't. That's not a thing anymore. Mm-hmm. That was at one point a very small window, by the way. That did not last long. People were doing like combo demos. It was such a short, I mean, I'm talking like a year at the most that it was a thing. It's not a thing. That is not something that we, because like you send someone who's doing documentaries a commercial / narrative demo, they're confused.
Yeah.
They're like, why am I getting something that's advertising, right? So it's either narrative or commercial. Those are general demos. And, and what that means is you can pretty much send a narrative demo to anyone who does narrative, as long as you have something on there that's what they're looking for. Commercial demo. You can pretty much send a commercial demo to anyone who's doing commercial as long as you have something similar to what they need on there. And I just mean expression when it comes to commercial, like something sarcastic, something whatever. So that's why I recommend doing a general demo when you start out, okay? There are what we call specialty tracks.
Okay.
And those are very narrow. Like, I have a specialty track. I have a video game demo. It's all video game. It's all character voices, and it's geared towards video games. Here's the thing about that. It's a super fun demo to listen to, and it's great for what it is, but it's very narrow. So I can't send my video game demo to someone who's doing commercial, for the most part, unless they're looking for a character voice specifically, because they're like, why am I getting this? I don't know. And I certainly can't send it to someone who's doing, like, corporate training or a documentary. They're like, why am I getting this demo with all these crazy character voices of video game characters? So it's very narrow. So you're pretty much going to send that demo to someone who does video games.
Yeah.
Animation. Maybe some educational if they're looking for character voices. Anime maybe. And maybe audiobooks if they want someone who's all over the place in voices, right? But besides that, you're not really – that's not a demo you're going to send out to people. It's very narrow. And that's the same for everything. So we'll talk about that. Like talk about – because you know, there are some people who are very narrow in their interests, right? Or they say they are.
They are, yeah.
But I don't think they understand completely.
No, I don't think so either. And I do have to get into like what you just did, explaining what we've got those separate, you know, we've got a commercial demo, we've got the narration demo, you know, because I do have people who will come in and that's, I'm just interested in audiobooks. Okay, that is just one. But remember, if we just do audiobook, you know, a demo, well, audiobooks, that's it. You're not going to be able to audition for, like you said, commercials or narration. And then whatever you feel comfortable with. And that's with the narration demos. You know, like we have a bunch of categories in there. I mean, when we do a narration demo, we will do industrial and training. We'll do the biographical. There's also the medical reads as well. I'm trying to think. There's the educational material, e-learning type of things. But I do have some people who are like, I have no interest in that. None whatsoever. I just want to do one topic and one topic only. Well, what's the chances of, you know, everyday work of one topic and one topic only?
That's, right. You narrow your whatever part-time, full-time, whatever your career is going to be in voiceovers, you narrow it quite a bit. And so you're kind of excluding a lot of work. And by the way, that's fine. Listen, if you are someone who literally says, this is all I want to do, this is all, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But understand that you've taken all other voiceover work and set it aside. And now you're only marketing yourself towards that. Like you can't, and you can't go, well, yeah, I have just a biographical, like I have a, like say you just do a biographical narrative demo. You can't at any point go, oh, I see this. There's commercial work available. I'm going to market myself to that. You can't.
No,
they don't get it. They don't get it at that point. So, and that's fine. Like, mm-hmm. there are people who are like, I only want to do animation. Yeah. That's cool. If that's literally, that's the only interest. Like, you don't want to do voiceovers unless you can do, okay, mm-hmm. that's cool. But I just want to make sure everyone understands that. Like, mm-hmm. they have to understand that. Once you do a demo that's only one thing, that's the thing you're going to be marketing yourself towards.
That's the biggest thing. And that's even like when you do, you know, when we say, okay, let's do a commercial demo, like you were saying before, it is showing there are different categories, but it's showing your ability to express those emotions in a short period of time too, because commercials are really quick.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got 15-second commercial, 30-second commercial. You've got to be able to bring that emotion out or what they're looking for right away.
And I think when people say, and I do get this quite a bit mm-hmm. When I meet people, and I love meeting new people who are having a new interest in this. And, you know, when I do webinars, that's when mm-hmm. I get to meet those people. And I have many, many, many people come out and say, I have no interest in doing commercials.
Yes, I get that all the
time.
But
I don't think they understand because I understand. So they're thinking old school. That's mm-hmm. what they're thinking. They're thinking they don't want that Crazy Eddie.
Oh, Remember Crazy Eddie? That I call it the loud booming announcer voice.
Yeah, they don't want to do that high pressure sales mm-hmm. commercials. And I 100% understand that. But what people have to realize as mm-hmm. well is public service announcements, causes you really care about, are considered commercials.
Yeah.
Public service announcements are commercials. The reason is we consider anything that's trying to get you to spend your time or money mm-hmm. a commercial. And public service announcements are absolutely trying to get you to do something, right? Yes, they're trying to get you to either volunteer, trying to get you to donate. Mm-hmm. So they're considered commercials. And so I don't think people think of that. Like when they're talking commercials, they're talking high pressure sales. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. And but also remember, you may want to do some. I've done a lot of public service announcements. Like my cause mm-hmm. are animals. I love animals. Like mm-hmm. I have five dogs. I love dogs.
Yeah.
So and I shouldn't say this over the air, but it's like the one thing I'll volunteer my time to do voiceovers mm-hmm. for.
Yeah.
You have money. I know you do. So don't ask me.
Yeah.
But I have volunteered to do to do mm-hmm. Voiceover work for mm-hmm. shelters and things like that because that's my thing, right? That's a commercial.
Yeah, they are. It's
a commercial. Yeah. I know you don't want to call it that. Mm-hmm. I know people don't want to see it that way, but it is. Mm-hmm. It's in the commercial category. And so just remember that. What you can say is, I don't want to do high-pressure sales. Get it. Totally get it. And we won't. But be open. Be mm-hmm. open because, you know, you want to be able to do, you know, because you may have a public service announcement that is super expressive, mm-hmm. right? And so now you're like, oh, I would love to have done that, but you have nothing. You have a biographical demo.
Yeah.
Right? You can't get that.
And I also think it is, like you were saying before, it used to be that, you know, loud booming announcer voice, that crazy Eddie, the sell. It's not that anymore. I mean, not saying that's completely gone because it still mm-hmm. is there. You still will find that. But majority of the time, they're just telling you, hey, this product's a great product. I think you should try it. It's very conversational. It's very, absolutely. But also bringing out the emotion too, you know, mm-hmm. but having some fun with it, you know, yep. being creative. But it's not all the sell, but it's still there. But it is, you know, just the whole thing of just saying, I only want to do one thing. You are really limiting yourself.
Are.
You're just saying, sorry, this is the only lane I'm going to be in and I'm not switching lanes at all.
Yeah. You know? And I more understand it when people talk about animation or anime mm-hmm. or video games. Like I almost get that because there's a younger generation of voice actors, usually that's mm-hmm. the younger generation who that's really all they're into.
That's all. Yes.
And so I understand when they say that. And so I'm more apt to accept that than mm-hmm. someone saying, like right out of the box, I only want to do biographical narrative because it's like, okay, but how much? And by the way, I'm also okay with that as long as you fully understand exactly what you're doing. Because what I don't want is anyone to come back and go, well, I'm not able to get any work. It's like, okay, well, biographical narrative isn't a huge section of the industry. There's a lot of it, but not compared to mm-hmm. everything else.
Yeah.
Right. So that's all as long as they're aware mm-hmm. that that's all you're going to be doing. So, you know, really think about what are you interested in? That's mm-hmm. important. And also what are you good at? You know, what are you best at and what are you good at? Mm-hmm. And then that's what you want to put on your demo. And that could be a lot of things.
It could be. Yeah.
And it could lead to a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So don't, you know, again, if you really only have one interest, but that's fine.
That's fine. You just, but no. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's important to explore that with your voice coach. Explore, what kind of things do I like? I've had that. I've had people come in and read things to me. I know they're not interested in immediately. Mm-hmm. I had someone read some biography once where it didn't sound good. right? This is the first someone's demo. And it just wasn't sounding good. And finally I said, are you into George Washington? Like,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah.
No, not really. Yeah. I said, why are we doing this? I don't know. I just wanted to buy a biography. And so I just was to figure I'll just do yeah. anybody. And I said, no. Let's do something you like. Oh, I said, who do you like? And then we looked through the library.
Yeah.
And I ended up writing something for him because it was somebody very mm-hmm. specific. He had this hero that he had. And so I ended up writing it for him. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got to learn about that person myself. But be interested in what you're doing.
Yes.
And I think most people, we have so many layers of people, mm-hmm. right? Most people can find something they're interested in almost anything, right? So,
yeah.
Okay, you want to do a biography? Cool. Who do you like? Okay, now, do you want to do corporate training? Oh, I'm not really into corporate training. So I do have a hobby and I do mm-hmm. that. All right, there we go. We could do something related to your hobby that some people do for work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's I think most people have a lot of interest, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so don't sell yourself short. Mm-hmm. You know, to think of all the things. And again, this is part of what a good voice coach will do with you, right?
Yes.
You'll sit down, you'll talk about, you know, what your interests are, but also mm-hmm. talk about what you're good at. You know, the voice coach mm-hmm. can really help you with that.
Because yes.
we'll, believe me, I've had people do it to me mm-hmm. where I do something and they go, let's not do that. You know, I'm like, okay, that sounds good. Yeah. Listen, I believe you.
Yeah.
In my mind, I think it sounds good. But if you're telling me it doesn't, I believe you.
Yeah.
So... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that's part of a voiceover coach or producer's job, depending yes. if you're doing a professional job or if you're doing, you know, working mm-hmm. with a voice coach to become a professional voice yeah. actor. So, you know, trust your voice coach and be open. Be
yes.
open and be honest about the things mm-hmm. you really like and the things you don't like, too. Don't do things you don't like.
Yeah.
That's true. That's also true.
You know, you get into this and you know, we sit down and we talk and I, you know, I'll listen to their voice and say, okay, where can I, there's sometimes where I will get a student and I'm like, okay, I think I can hear you do some commercials and I think I can hear you do narration. And I will have them read a couple from both and just say, okay, where do I hear your voice? And then get into, okay, now let's find stuff that you're really interested. We figured out narration was the way to go. Let's now see, all right, what are you interested in? That's what I say to students. When you're looking at that script library, how many scripts are in there? 500 scripts? I mean, there's a lot of scripts in there. So I always say, look at the title of the scripts, then read it and see if you're interested in it. All right. And so this is the time that we should pull out stuff that you're interested in.
Yeah.
So we can hear that in your demo. Let's bring that out, you know?
Yeah. And be right up front with your voiceover coach, because, and especially here, by the way, we mm-hmm. put it in your notes.
Yeah.
So tell us what you're interested in, because even if we don't have a piece of copy at the time, we'll mm-hmm. create one. We can create one for you.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that all the time.
Yeah, I do it all the time.
Writing some new ones for students, because you can hear something in their voice that says, oh, you know what? You would be really good doing this. And then you try to find it. You don't find it. I'm going to write it for you.
Absolutely.
I'm going to change it. Yeah, absolutely.
And you could do it too. If mm-hmm. you're someone who is a writer.
Yes.
Don't be afraid to write your own script. Like if you're an Iggy Pop, I can tell you right now, top yeah. of my head, we don't have an Iggy Pop
no,
biography.
We don't
have
but that'd
be a good
Pop.
One, actually.
Yeah. we should have a music one.
Yeah. Well, we do have some music, I think.
I know we've
but
got
not...
a Carrie Underwood in that biography.
Oh, do we? Huh,
yeah. That's cool. And like we should have Jimi Hendrix in there.
We should.
We should have the Rolling Stones. Mick Jagger. I mean, come on, yeah. The dude's an 80. We should have something about yeah. him.
but if people are interested, they should let us know. It helps
yes.
us create more copy
yeah.
as well. So awesome. All right. Well, I think we're good on that, right?
I think so. It's yeah. just, you know, have an open mind coming
a
into
mind.
This. Yes.
And again, it's the demo that you should be doing is based on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be different for everybody.
Yep.
But really dive deep into yourself. Don't just go, I like this.
Everything. Yeah. You're right.
Really think about, hey, mm-hmm. what kind of work do I want to get in the future? And that should be a part of your thought process. And also, a voice coach will be very honest to say, here's what you're really good at. Here's what mm-hmm. you're good at. And let's not put anything on there that shows any weakness.
Yeah.
But be open. And that really should dictate the type of demo you should do.
Absolutely.
So awesome. Well, I want to thank everybody very much for attending. Again, it's 2026. I still can't believe it.
I know. Wow. It's flying.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And awesome. I am John.
G.
Yeah. I'm John G. JMG, John G. Whatever you want to call me. But hey, my email is johng@voicecoaches.com.
I'm Tina@voicecoaches.com.
And again, if you have any questions, comments, only positive comments.
Yes.
If you have If you want to appear on the show, that's fine. But when you email me.
Yes, make sure it's John.
Yeah, my name. All right. We out.